Chapter 8. Hadley flicked through the pictures that Paige had sent him. The quality wasn't great because her hands seemed to have been shaking. But in one of the pictures, the registration number was clearly visible. The driver was the man she had described earlier, Caucasian, bald, wearing a black jacket. He was wearing black gloves too. The man on the front passenger seat had his gloved hands up in front of his face, but he was also Caucasian and had dark brown, slightly curly hair. In one of the pictures, Hadley could see what looked like a diamond stud in his left ear. He played the video. It was 20 seconds of shaky footage showing the black Mitsubishi Outlander banging into the rear of the car that Sally was in. But there wasn't anything to see that wasn't in the individual pictures. He sat back in his chair and looked up at the ceiling. Strictly speaking, he should pass the pictures and video on to Liz Bailey. But if he did that, she would end up taking the credit. Then again, if he phoned Pritchard, all that the director would do would be to tell him to pass it on to Bailey. He needed some way of sending the intel to Bailey while at the same time letting Pritchard know that it was he who was the conduit. He realized that email was the way to go, so he sent the pictures and video from the phone to his work address. They took several minutes to arrive. But when they did, he attached them to an email to Bailey, copying Pritchard. He included a brief message. "Sally just sent this. She is en route to a legend house in Kingston-upon-Thames. I'll call, read details." He hit send and smiled to himself. No matter how Bailey dealt with it, Pritchard would at least know that he had been on the case. Credit where credit was due. He sat back and looked up at the ceiling. His office phone rang, and he grabbed for the receiver. He had assumed it was Sally, but the voice that snapped, "Ian," was older and more confident than the footy. It was Bailey. "Liz, hi, did you get my email? This is the car that's in pursuit, right?" "Yes. You can make out the registration number. We're checking it now, and we'll run facial recognition on the occupants." "Where's she heading?" Hadley gave her the address of the Legend House. "How did she sound?" asked Bailey. "Tense and out of breath. She was running across Wimbledon Common." "They were still in pursuit?" "She said they had been, but she'd outrun them. But she sounded as if she was still under pressure." "Next time she calls, Ian, put her straight through to me." Bailey ended the call. Hadley smiled to himself. She was clearly unhappy that he had copied Pritchard into the email. But that was her problem.